Let's bring on our next guest today. We have with us Dr. Daniel Stein. He is a gynecologist. He is the founder of the Stein Medical Institute and the Foundation for
Intimacy. Is he the guy that did the voiceover in Wonder Years?
No, that's Ben Stein.
No.
Was that Ben Stein? I don't know. I don't know who that was. But anyway, he has dedicated his entire
Bueller.
Career.
Bueller.
Anyone? Anyone?
Hi, it's Dr. Stein.
Dr. Stein, welcome to the show.
I couldn't help but chuckling. I guess Ben Stein and Dan Stein, you'd have to be confusing money for sex. Of course, we wouldn't want to.
I know.
In my life, that's how it always is, confusing money and sex. One doesn't happen without the other.
I thought you were talking about marriage.
Dr. Stein, welcome to the show. You also have a new product out. It is called it's called Dan E. Is that correct?
Yeah, Dan-E.
There you go.
Yep.
And this is a combination of hormones, herbs, vitamins and minerals to help restore women's energy, their passion, healthy hormonal balance. You've been working with women for a long, long time. I can't imagine you're going to medical school and you're going, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. What am I going to do?
Proctologist, urologist, gynecologist.
Okay.
That's a tough choice, right?
I think that the choice that you chose has a lot to say about you as a person. Am I wrong about that?
I chose women's health care because it allows you to take care of women through all stages of life and develop a relationship that takes them from their first exam as a teenager through the childbearing years and childbirth and into the post-reproductive years where hormone therapy and surgery for problems that develop later in life occur. So it really capitalizes on the compassion and connection of the old-style family practitioner, but allows you to have the expertise of a specialist. So that's why I chose OBGYN.
I gotcha.
And then as a result of... I founded the first infertility institute in the southern United States, the Florida Fertility Institute, and the result of the pressures that couples face going through infertility workups, which is really exhaustive and quite performance-based. You have to come in and give me a sperm sample at 7 in the morning, and you better do it because your wife's on the operating table.
Not a good set of circumstances.
You know, it revealed to me the tremendous ignorance and prejudice that we have about issues of intimacy. And frankly, I had some 50,000 couple patients and looked through them and realized that intimacy issues and sexual issues are so important and so associated with how we generally feel in life, the gestalt of well-being, mood, energy, sadness. Yesterday I gave a radio show on seasonal affective disorder and how that affects people. So I, for years, and I must correct you, Danny, dan-e.com, which is now available in GNCs nationwide, is a revolutionary product. And it's not a hormone, and therefore it is not associated with the risks of estrogen or testosterone. Estrogen being the cardiovascular or breast cancer risks, and testosterone, the oily skin, acne, and hair growth.
Can I pay extra to get some hormones in there?
it's a patented or patent pending formula that contains the nutritional building blocks of hormones, DHEA and pregnenolone, in a normal average daily dose for women, combined with all natural herbs, vitamins, and minerals, all supportive of energy, mood, decreased irritability, decreased bouts of anger. It kind of buffers the decline in hormones which occur premenstrually and we call premenstrual syndrome and premenopausally and menopausally where the hormone levels are low. It provides the nutritional substrate for building hormones in a very, very healthy dietary supplement with no caffeine and no stimulants at all.
So this is a supplement that you don't need a prescription for. You don't need to go to your doctor to pick this up.
This is an over-the-counter product. We've just completed the independent double-blind clinical trials. There were no significant side effects. This is available over-the-counter, and it's really revolutionary. As I said, it's a patented formula. I myself have prescribed compounded, individualized prescriptions. You know, women's hormones are as unique as their thumbprint. We can't just prescribe one dose for everybody like general practitioners tend to do. It's a gross oversimplification. It's like putting 10,000 women in size 5 shoes. They put 10,000
right.
women in the Women's House Initiative on one dose of Premarin, which is pregnant mare urine. In 10 million years of evolution, we've never seen pregnant mare urine in our GI tract, much less absorbed it and try and convert it to estrogen. And then they concluded that this horse urine-derived estrogen caused 0.8% heart disease and breast cancer increase, but they weren't using the real thing. They were, nor were they individualizing it.
Right.
And then they were using medroxyprogesterone acetate, the other as the progestogen, which is a petroleum byproduct.
Right.
You might as well grind up your acetate shirt and take it. So I just decided in frustration after 30 years of practicing gynecology to let people help themselves. I'm a big believer in diet, a big believer in exercise, a big believer that intimacy helps keep us healthy. And so I put together, after 30 years of experience, a combination of pro-hormones, nutritional building blocks of hormones that allow us to optimize our own hormone production naturally with pro-sexual and pro-energy herbs and nutrients such as Korean ginseng and black cohosh and maca, and damiana, horny goat weed. All of these are known to boost female energy and mood.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Stein, I actually gave some of this to the fat guy. I didn't tell him what it was because he usually just believes anything I say anyway. And I got to tell him, it has enhanced his mood, and I noticed him being very sexually attracted to me the last 2 weeks or so.
And I'm humping the microphone as we speak.
But we should say this is not for males. This is for females.
Oh, great.
This is not
Thanks.
Something you can –
Now, this is the very first –
I think I'm lactating, doctor. I'm lactating.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that can be fun, too. Unfortunately, you know, I don't think as a society we walk the walk we talk. I mean, frankly, the New York Times said what Americans really need is medical help to juice up their sex lives. And the truth is we've got Viagra and Levitra and a half a dozen testosterone for men prescriptions have gone up 2,700% since 1992. Men are finally getting it that when you get older, your testosterone goes down. But what are we doing for women? Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, the FDA has turned down twice anything that might help improve a woman's energy and mood and libido. Once was the female testosterone 2 years, and last year another drug. A German company just dropped because the research the FDA required was more costly than the profits they were likely to make. So that's why I decided to go the all-natural nutritional supplement route with Danny, because it's accessible to everyone. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to visit a doctor. It's a moderate dosing of vital nutrients that boost energy naturally, without the stimulants like caffeine or Ephedra, which has recently become legal once again after it was taken off the market as a diet supplement.
Right. Now,
so,
Dr. Stein.
I mean, it's been a lifelong cause of mine, and to be honest with you, I've written books about it, and the Foundation for Intimacy, we looked at the psychological and as well as the physical aspects of both male and female intimacy. And we came to the conclusion that you got to take care of yourself today, and a nutritional supplement is pretty much an essential part of healthy living, just as much as diet, exercise, and sleep. Our food. Go ahead,
Dr. Stein. Before we leave, any tips that you can give other than obviously we want people to check out the new supplement that you've created, Danny. Any tips that you have for women that might be struggling right now with low energy? They might be struggling a little bit with, what should they know about checking thyroid levels or checking hormonal levels? Anything that you can recommend to a female, in terms of what they should be doing and who they should be seeing?
Sure. A lack of energy and moodiness, irritability, a quick quick to draw, anger or temper. These are all signs of our times. They're also signs of low hormones. And the first step, in my opinion, is to take a supplement that helps you optimize your own natural production, like day and night energy, which DANI stands for, energy during the day to do the work you need to do and energy at night to do what you want to do with your partner. Other than that, if you go to a doctor and order the blood tests, and I do not think saliva tests, even though they're far less expensive, are accurate, we, as a matter of fact, would send samples in from the same patient at the same time and get two vastly different results. So it's kind of a waste of money to do saliva tests. You need to do radioimmunoassay blood tests of estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, DHEAS, free and total thyroid, and TSH. If you just get a TSH, which is one of the most common tests, the range of normal is so broad that 40% of people that are hypothyroid, that do put on weight,
right,
and can't seem to control it, they aren't diagnosed.
Right.
A simple tip for your audience is to take your resting body temperature first thing in the morning. And if it's under normal, 98.6 being normal, if it's 97 or something like that for 5 to 7 days in a row, you probably have an underactive thyroid. That means the fuel in your fireplace, the rate of burning your fuel is dampened. So calories you take in will be stored more. You'll put on more weight. You'll have less energy, less vim and vigor.
Right.
And, of course, DANI won't treat thyroid, hypothyroidism. So you need to go in and get your doctor to be a little more thorough than ordering that simple screening test, the TSH. Have him order the free levels of thyroid hormone that really are revealing of what your thyroid gland is doing.
Dr. Stein, that's great information. The product is called DANI. It's for women, dan-e.com. You can go check it out. It's at all your GNC stores as well. And also you've written the book, Passionate Sex, Discover the Special Power in You as well. Do you have another website for personally for you as well? Can people check out your facility as well?
Sure. There's my personal website is steinmed.com, just like Steinmart, only med, medicine.
I like that.
I actually got sued over that one, but they couldn't take my name away. So we've got steinmed.com and the Foundation for Intimacy, Foundation for Intimacy, all one word. There's a lot of helpful information there. And, of course, DANI, DANI-E.com has got a lot of good data, and the research findings are there as well.
Dr. Stein, we really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. Have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you very much, and I'll look forward to it, too.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Daniel Stein. He is the founder of the Stein Medical Institute and the Foundation for Intimacy. Check out the product, DANI, at dan-e.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out drfitnessandthefatguy.com. You're going to get great information. You can see what's upcoming, Lee. We are going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee in the end of January.
And we have a book signing earlier than that?
Yes, we have a book signing earlier than that. I think the week before in Woodstock, Georgia. We will be there. And let's see. What will we be doing there? Signing books?
Signing books.
Any sports-related activities? Juggling? Should we
we'll
juggle?
We'll do a little juggling.
We'll do a little juggling.
A little weight loss juggling.
A little weight loss juggling. What else should we be doing? Should we take our tandem bike up there and
we'll ride it up there? That's a good idea.
Ride our bike up to Woodstock, Georgia. Yeah, we'll get
killed. We should leave now.
Not a good place to ride your bike in Atlanta, Georgia, I'll tell you that. It's not like they have lots of places that are friendly for us. But we'll check it out. We'll try.